Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Middle East. 2018, a Middle East year in review. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Let me just throw out a couple of phrases which would relate to what has been happening in 2018, may even have play in 2019 as well. The killing of the journalists there at the Saudi embassy in Turkey and all of the ramifications of that.
That has really been a difficult event for the United States because President Trump has embraced Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince of Saudi Arabia, who appears to have been behind it. But nevertheless, I continue to worry that this may have been a manipulation by the Turks because all the information coming out has been by Turkey, and Turkey is trying to diminish Mohammed bin Salman, who is against the Muslim Brotherhood, which Turkey has been supportive. So there's a big rivalry going on there behind the scenes.
Civil war going on in Syria with Russia and Iran involved seems to be winding down, but is that the case? Could it pick up again in 2019?
I think the war is winding down, and I think one conclusion is already just about certain, is that Assad is going to stay in power. Bashar al-Assad, the president of Syria, will remain in power. He's won his war with the help of Russia and Iran. The Syrian Free Democratic Army and the other Syrian fighters who are opposing the government have been pretty much defeated, and the U.S. has been trying to orchestrate a rapprochement between the Kurds in northern Syria and the government so that Syria will allow them to live in peace in a semi-autonomous zone. And that is actually a big improvement, and that's a big plus going forward.
Well, Iran wants to deploy about 100,000 more fighters into Syria. That's not good news as far as Israel is concerned.
This was an announcement from the outgoing chief of the Israel Defense Forces, the IDF, and he said that that's the goal of the Iranians, is to build up a fighting force in Syria of 100,000 men strong. That is a very large force. It's roughly 10 times what the Iranians are currently believed to have deployed in Syria of their own people. Now, they've got tens of thousands more that they've recruited in Iraq from Pakistan and from Afghanistan.
Ken Timmerman with a look at events in the Middle East 2018 and prospects for 2019. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Ken Timmerman with his report on a Middle Eastern region in 2018, a year in review, mentioned several nations: Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Syria, Russia, and Iran. All of these nations, according to Ezekiel 38, Daniel chapter 11, and Psalm 83, will be major players who will align themselves to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. These prophetic passages are set to be fulfilled very soon now. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...